Hola.
Oh, hi, Isel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I was just calling regarding your account and the past due payment.
Okay.
Yep. It's past due for $149, and I think there's something going on with the credit card that we have on file.
Okay, I was gonna call you guys, to discuss about the payments, because I've been, you know, paying for no service, and because I wanna say we are, and also, I think the page has been fixed.
So, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 12th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So, I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for $149. Because on November 12th, you'll be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, because this is showing me in the time that you've worked with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 11,090 times, and you've had 142 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, nobody called me yet. The problem is I didn't put any attention, because you remember that we've been waiting for all this time for the code, for the confirmation code.
Yes.
And how I'm going to put attention on the results without the confirmation code.
Well, there's tracking on your dashboard, and it's showing me 11,090 views, 76 clicks to your website, 46 clicks for driving directions, and 20 clicks to call you. But let me ask you, did you change the address from 149 La Sueva Road to 184 Los Arcos Road?
It's been same address. Did you know that we've been waiting for the confirmation code so we can fix it?
Yes, so I see 184 Los Arcos Road in Elgin, Texas, right?
Yes, that's the one that's showing on your Maybe it was showing, but it was nothing we can do without the confirmation code.
So if your business was already verified, which it is because it's published on Google, then all we do is we go in and start managing it. So
I have to pay somebody out so they can confirmation because it was hard to receive the confirmation code, so we can fix it. So I have to pay somebody out so they can do it. And they're already doing it, like a couple days ago.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if
I
you want...
I somebody out, so now it's fixed.
Okay. So if you want to cancel, you still have to pay the $149 past due.
I don't say that I want to cancel it.
Okay. So you said you paid somebody else to fix it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Don't do anything. That's why
so
I'm,
what
I'm, I'm trying to explain to you that, I mean, it's not fair that I'm paying and paying and paying for nothing.
I understand that, but in your terms and conditions that you e-signed, you agreed to automatically renew for $149.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if I want to pay, I pay. If I don't want to pay, nobody's going to make me pay.
Right, and that's up to you. That's between you and your credit. You're the one that signed the agreement. So if you want to mess up your credit, that's fine. You can do it. But what I was trying to suggest to you is you would probably be better off to pay the past due. I can actually help you out a little bit on it and put you into corporate pricing of $129. And then once that's paid, we can cancel the account or put your account on a seasonal hold. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. Because if you just let it sit here, it's going to keep reoccurring each month on the 12th. And I don't want that to happen to you, especially if you've already hired another company and you're paying them. You know what I mean?
I don't hire another company. I just pay so they can help me with the confirmation number.
Okay. So you got the confirmation number straightened out, right?
It's fixed. The patient's fixed.
Okay. So if you want to continue with us, I can put you into that corporate pricing and push your next billing out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full all the way till December 1st. Once we take care of the past due balance, but I would want you to go in there and add Local Splash as a manager to the page so that we can optimize it for you.
Okay. And also, because last time I was paying only the 35 monthly, can I do the same thing?
Let me see. We only offer that if you have a website through us. So I don't think you have a website through us anymore. Let me just double check. I'm looking here.
I think the website's still there, but.
Okay, so if you wanted to do that, I could just do the $29 for the website hosting. I looked in your billing. It wasn't $35. It was $29.
But I have a website. I don't want to have like a lot of pages.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at the one on your Google Business page. It's not the site that we built you. So that's why I said if you wanted to keep the program where we would optimize your business to show on the first page, all you have to do is add us as a manager to your Google Business page, and I would put you into the corporate pricing of $129 monthly. But I don't think you need that $29 package because you already have a site and you don't want to use our site, right? You want to use the one that you have, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think you need to pay that extra $29. I think you'd be better off to do the $129 package because that would include the optimization for Google.
$129?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we would pay $129, and then rather than you paying me that now and then paying again on the 12th, I would change your billing 30 days out, so you'd be paid in full until December 1st. But I would... Yeah, that's much better for you. That's a better package. Okay, so go ahead with the new card number whenever you're ready, Isel, and I'll update it for you.
Okay, one moment.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, are you ready for the number?
Yes, go ahead.
5269.
Okay.
2900.
Okay.
7696.
Mm-hmm.
3071.
And expiration?
You know what? It's 3091.
3091, not 3071, right?
Uh-huh, right.
Okay, I'll fix it. 3091, got it. And expiration?
0925.
925, and the code on the back?
823.
And is it still the Falcon Village Lane for the billing address?
No, it's the same one, 184.
184, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second here. Give it to me one more time just so I don't have to go to the other page. I'm sorry. 184.
184, Los Arcos.
Got it.
Rose.
Mm-hmm.
It's Elgin, Texas.
Okay.
78621.
78621. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you'll be good to go. I'm going to send you an email that asks you to add us as a manager to the Google page. So if you have any questions on that, I can have customer support reach out to you. So look at the email. It's pretty simple. I know you added us to the page before with Caesar's help. He had actually called
just
you.
Just send me the number. I'm in the name.
You got it. I'll send that to you. And then I did push your next billing all the way out till December 1st. So you're all good to go, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And also, well,
yes.
So what I'm saying, the page is fixed. It's the other people do the phone calls and all that to verify it was me.
Yes.
So I can have the confirmation code.
Nice.
So the page is fixed. So I think the only thing, I don't know who told me last time, you guys have to fix everything, but we need the confirmation code to fix everything and organize everything. So I don't know if you guys have to work on that.
I'm going to send your account to that department and see what exactly needs to be fixed, because I can send them a note.
Yes, and also I want to, I don't remember if you had covered a code. So when you guys call me, so you have to give me the code so I know it's your company.
Oh, okay. So we
because
have.
You know sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes someone. Yeah.
Yes.
What we do for that is we asked you a security question when you signed up with us, and that's on your file. Anybody from Local Splash that calls you will have this. And it says that your mother's maiden name is Martina, okay? So if you're not sure that the person's calling you is from Local Splash, just tell them, can you please confirm the security question on file? And if they don't know that, then they're not from us, because everyone here would have that information, okay?
Yes, because as soon as the other people fix the code, the confirmation code, I have a lot of people call me, and I have to hang up on everybody because I don't want to, people Yes, because everybody wants to get the business.
Yes. Well, you're very smart, because if you keep doing that with, like, some people think, oh, if I hire 3 companies, I'll get triple the results as if I just have 1. But actually, that will hurt your rankings, because you'll have all those duplicate listings out there.
Yes,
so it's
and
always
I don't
better.
Want that.
Right. So, yeah. So just now you know that we have that security question on file. So if anybody mm-hmm. calls you and you're not sure if they're from us, just tell them you want them to confirm that, okay?
And I've been looking soon. That company fixed it. I lost the profile. I don't lost it, but I don't know which one it is. Because on my side, when I look through Google, it's shown like a different one.
Oh, the one that you find is not the one that they were working on?
No, I'm not sure which one is the correct one, or the one we've been working with for, you know, a time back. I'm not sure which one it is, because when they fix it, they go like down or whatever, but it's not showing like on the first page.
Oh, okay, I see. So you found the listing, but it's not on the first page,
enter,
right?
Yes, when you enter the name, I look through the name, right? And they show
yes.
a couple ones, and I've been clicking and opening the ones I see, but I'm not sure which one it is, because I was thinking the right one is the one that says home.
Okay.
That one. Because this one's a different account, but I think I'm not sure, or it's what it's I saw on my side on my phone.
Okay, so I'll send you the login credentials again, so that you can get into your dashboard, and it will show you everything that's linked to this account.
Yeah, you should have the account number. I mean, the right one.
Yeah, I'm sending it to you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sending that to you on the email, and I'm having that department check for duplicates, okay?
Yeah.
So if there's a
also.
Duplicate listing, they'll merge them for you.
And especially, I mean, probably it's easy to find out probably the new, if we have a duplicate list, it should be like a new one, like maybe a week ago, 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, what they'll do if they find a duplicate is they'll merge them together, so that rather than having two. Yeah, because that will hurt you to have a duplicate. So they'll put them together once we contact Google, if that's the case.
Because I don't want to make people get crazy.
Yes, I understand. Okay, well, I thank you for explaining that. I understand exactly what you're saying. So I'm going to have that department look into it. And then if there's anything needed from you, they'll reach out to you, okay?
Yes, and also to make sure that which one it is the right one, so we can send like a picture or something, so that way we know and we recognize which one it is the right one.
Exactly. Okay, I'm going to put that in your notes too, so that once they merge the duplicate together, make sure that they contact you so you know which one is active, right?
So we can delete the old ones or whatever, or the duplicate ones.
That's exactly
because
right.
I know some, what I see also is the ones go through Facebook, like straight to Facebook.
Yes.
But I think the ones should be okay, but just to make sure we don't have the duplicate ones, like a Google.
Of course. Yeah, the Google having a duplicate will hurt you the most. So we're going to get that fixed.
I mean, the Facebook once is okay, I think.
The Facebook one's okay. Once merged, contact client to verify the correct listing. Okay, I actually put that all in your notes, so we'll get working on that right away, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for explaining all of that to me, Isel, and have a nice rest of your week, too.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.